visiting today with candidate for treasurer this year, Todd Russ, a good Western Oklahoma boy. Talk to me about, you've got a runoff coming up, so what's the most important things on your mind right now?
Well, like everybody else, it's winning.
I mean, and rain.
Yeah, and rain. Yeah, in Western Oklahoma, it's rain. We did get about 6/10, so I'm grinning like crazy. But, yeah, it's just keep on keeping on. We're working like crazy every day trying to, you know, canvass Oklahoma.
A lot of big issues right now between, you know, folks talking about McGirt, talking about the cattle markets. If you were to get elected, what are some things that you'd like to change right off the bat?
Well, since I'm running for state treasurer, one of the first things I'll be looking at is the unclaimed property fund and kind of some of the processes inside there. And when it comes to estates and family units, a lot of rural Oklahoma gets caught up in their estate planning and stuff, and their heirs end up not making good claim, and it goes into the unclaimed property fund for the state. That process is pretty complicated, very complicated, to get that out of that. So that's one of the big things I'll be looking at right away.
And of course, very important to our governor that we end up a top 10 state. And I know he's had the opportunity to kind of go in and look at some of where those funds are allocated. I'm guessing that would also be something you'd be interested in.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's very important to, you know, keep a good account of the money. And but I will tell you, the state treasurer does not appropriate one dime. They just process the payments that the agencies and the legislature spends, and they do invest the surplus. There's about $10 billion that has to be invested into in the proper types of investments. It's statutorily, to some extent, statutorily guided. So you really need to know a lot about the true finance side of it, the investments. What's the difference in debentures and derivatives and stress testing the portfolio and shocking the interest rate curves? Those are things that you really need to be fine-tuned on to manage $10 billion in state taxpayers' money.
And I feel like of all those things you just said, if you're passionate about that, that's part of the work right there, just knowing what that is.
Absolutely. And if you don't have a real finance background, you might know a lot about numbers, but the investment side, the finance side, is a key piece to the treasurer's position, because it's essentially the bank CEO for the state of Oklahoma.
So you're from Western Oklahoma. What are you hearing right now that most members are concerned with, or what the biggest problems that producers are facing right now?
Inflation. I mean, my gosh, when fuel's through the roof, fertilizer's outrageous, proteins are going up. I mean, all of our inputs are just going up more and more. We're seeing a little bit of softening in that, but we've got so far to go. And, you know, me having an economist-type background in finance, going through the 80s and saw the big inflation cycles we went through back in those days when I was a kid, seeing the indexes today, I mean, this thing's teeing up for as bad or worse an economic cycle as what we went through. And for those people, well, your mom and dad would remember that it took us 10 years to get up off our knees and climb out of that. And man, it's such a huge economy when you get these kinds of inflationary activities going on. You can't just turn it on a dime. It takes a long time to bring things back down.
And you've been in the business for a while. What would you say the biggest difference between, like, looking at the drought of 2011 and 2012 compared to, like, right now? Because we're still in a drought, but we didn't have $5 diesel.
Oh, man, that is a great question. And I've been asking myself that every day the last 30 days. It's like, man, this looks a lot like 2011. And I ask God to never let me see that again. And I'm beginning to think this is really, really, in some ways, it may even be worse, because we'd get a little quarter of an inch here and there through that 3 or 4 year cycle. But man, it's just unbelievable. They look a whole lot alike.
Well, you've got a runoff election coming up. What do you want people to know specifically about you that would make them vote for you?
Well, I think honesty and integrity is number one in a very fiduciary position like the state treasurer. And my background of 25 plus years in banking, bank CEO, managed a $200 million investment portfolio. I've got a great track record, but there's a lot of difference in having experience and having the right kind of experience, and you really need the finance piece. I mean, if you're looking for a bank CEO, as professional as the accounting industry or other types of numbers industry professions are, they don't go look for a CPA unless he's got some finance background to go with it and a history in banking. they look for that finance piece from banking and the investment side of it. And so, you know, at the end of the day, experience matters, but in this position, the right kind of experience is critical.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for visiting with us.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me do this.